Hello, hello, and welcome. This is going to be a different episode of the Gold Factor podcast, but since I'm doing this live, I thought, you know, two birds, one stone. I missed the last couple episodes for the podcast, and I have a lot of people asking me a lot of questions after spending a few days in the hospital. So this is the beginning of a journey for me. A lot has been happening in my life. As some of you know, I had this massive hack that I was going to bring on the podcast, and I will at some point because a lot of people don't understand the newest hacks and scams going on that makes your financial information and ability to have your bank hacked makes you very vulnerable. But that's not what today's episode is. Today, I'm actually going to share with you what my current journey is all about, why I was in the hospital, and moving forward over the next few months, what the podcast is going to be, and what's going to be happening with me. So welcome. Get cozy. This is going to get real. This is going to get raw. I'll answer any questions that come up in the chat. And this is going to be very personal. So I'm going to ask if you're listening to this podcast or watching it live as I'm recording it on Facebook and YouTube, that you only have positive things to say. There are a lot of people that are facing different challenges, and I'm not saying mine are any bigger or any less, but I am going through a huge curveball right now. And things are changing, and I'm actually being faced with having to challenge some beliefs and some big resolves that I had. Hi, Angela. Welcome. So I ended up last week, after I settled down everything with the hacking stuff and the criminal investigation in my business account, had to move out of my office last minute, which was fine, but I wasn't feeling well. And that happened on Friday and Saturday of last week. And Sunday, I thought I had food poisoning. I was pretty sure Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I had food poisoning. And while my stomach kind of emptied out and I stopped eating, I thought things were better. I really wasn't recovering and things were getting really bad. My back was hurting really bad. I tried TENS. I tried magnets. I tried so many things, and nothing was easing my back pain. I went to two colon hydrotherapists. I went to a chiropractor. I went to an acupuncturist, and nothing was taking away the back pain. I've never had kidney problems, so I didn't realize that it was kidney pain. I've had an intestinal, what I thought was an intestinal abdominal mass, and some of you know about it. And it's pretty big. I didn't realize how big. Well, Monday, after not sleeping for several nights because of the pain, 5 o'clock in the morning, I finally let my dad take me to the emergency room. And they admitted me pretty quick. Did a CAT scans right away, came back and said, you have a huge intra-abdominal mass. And we need to admit you and start doing some preliminary testings. Has it been biopsied? Has any? And I said, no, because I don't have insurance. In any case, they did admit me. And by Monday afternoon, I had had the two CAT scans, ultrasound biopsy, which hurt like heck. And the staff at this hospital has been amazing. And they wanted to get all the preliminary stuff out of the way. So Tuesday, they actually had to put a kidney stent in between my kidney and my bladder. The mass has gotten so big that it was pinching off my left ureter so that my kidney couldn't drain to my bladder. So they put a stent in, and amazing, the back pain was gone. So that's been relieved for now. The urologist was really funny because he came into my room and he said, I want to take you into this procedure, and I'll get you in right now. I need your approval. And I said, why? What's going on? And he said, well, your CAT scan results are pretty impressive. I'm like, what do you mean by that? He said, the mass in your stomach is the size of a volleyball. did you realize how big it was? And I'm like, no. So I've named it Wilson. It's a little bigger than a volleyball. I was looking at the CAT scan last night. It's 18 centimeters by 19 centimeters by 5 centimeters in another part. And then there is a part of my intestines, my large intestines, that also has a mass inside, although it's not blocking my intestines. So it has grown so much so fast that it is now affecting my other organs. And this is where sometimes your belief system has to change. I've always been against doing things like chemotherapy and radiation. But at this point, they can't even surgically remove it because it's taking up most of my abdominal cavity until we shrink it. And so we've got to go after it pretty aggressively, waiting for the biopsy results. The following day, on Wednesday, the day I got discharged, they did a colonoscopy and a biopsy of the what they call lymphomas inside. And they think that this is lymphoma, but it has to be confirmed. If it's lymphoma, it's one of the easier cancers because it does react well to chemotherapy. But I never wanted to do chemotherapy. So here I am having to make a decision, and it's an emergency. I mean, this is life or death now because it's covering my whole stomach. And this isn't fun for me. But a lot of people are like, what happened? Why are you that? I thought it was food poisoning. And the radiologist said, what were your symptoms? And I told him, and he said, that wasn't food poisoning. That was your kidneys not operating properly. And that was your body telling you there's a problem. Like something happened that made this thing take off and grow. Like I had a really stressful week, the week I was hacked. And literally I was up several nights in a row. I have been doing it what I can, natural protocols, and treating it with scalar and Rife and with biomagnetism, taking supplements and doing all the things that I know how to do. It just wasn't working, and it's not working fast enough. So as much as I am into natural medicine and will always stand behind it, I am going to go ahead and go the traditional route. I'm going to do the complementary modalities. I'm going to continue biomagnetism therapy because absolutely will help with the detox. And I have some programs on my Rife that I can run with scalar and with plasma that will help with the detox symptoms of going through the chemo. Anyone that's ever gone through cancer, and I've talked to someone who had stomach cancer, you know, I'm talking to pretty much everyone that I know that has gone through chemo just to get prepared. Like we're preparing the house so that I'm no longer upstairs. As soon as I start, I will be downstairs. I'll sleep in the living room so that I don't have to climb the stairs. They asked me if I've lost weight recently, rapidly. And I'm like, yeah, in the last month, I've lost a lot of weight rapidly. My hair is falling out. They checked, like I got my blood work. My sodium levels were tanked. My iron levels were tanked. All of my levels are just really not in a good space. So I got an iron infusion yesterday, which seemed to help. But because of the biopsy in my abdomen, the first biopsy that was done on Monday or Tuesday, I guess it was Monday, my stomach's been blown up like a balloon with air. And then the colonoscopy, it was better because I did all the colon prep Tuesday night. So my stomach was empty. I hadn't eaten in the hospital even for two solid nights because I was having these procedures done. And then they did the colonoscopy and he did more biopsies. And I could tell exactly where he did it because it's super swollen and my entire stomach is blown up like a balloon. But from front to back, and they did, thankfully, there's no adhesions to my spinal cord, but it is pushing all the way to my back now. So I have to go the traditional route. Like I don't see any other way to go about this. We have to shrink it enough for them to surgically start to go after it and remove it. But first, waiting for the biopsy results. Glad you're getting treatment, sending healing. Thank you. So I wanted to share this with everyone because everyone's been asking me, like, what happened? Like, what's been going on? And I have lost a lot of weight. I mean, in the last month, I think I've dropped 10 pounds, not because I'm not eating, but literally dropped just out of nowhere, started losing more and more weight. And I haven't been feeling well. And my digestion just has not been working. I've been trying to use enemas and whatnot, but my digestion's not working properly. Things just aren't. My brain's just been super foggy. So I'm preparing now. And the one thing I will say, and one of the reasons I wanted to do this as a podcast, because I will share my journey and I'll be real and honest. I mean, I was going to cut my hair. I looked at how long my bangs were and I'm like, don't cut it yet. Because in a couple of weeks, you're probably going to have to shave your head. Like, don't cut it yet. Just enjoy what hair you have for the moment. Looking at hair wraps, my daughters bought me some pajamas. And that was the other thing. The girls came to the hospital and Bella, my youngest, thought that like we've been keeping things from her. Well, I told them in December about the mass. I didn't say it was cancer because I didn't think it was. I thought that this is just a benign mass. And it, with biomagnetism, I got a session done and when he scanned me, it came back fast growing neoplasia, but benign. So I kind of relaxed a little bit on it. I probably shouldn't have, and that's my bad. Yet I was treating every day, still placing magnets every day. And I've been doing parasite meds. I've been doing another protocol that includes taking fenbendazole. And I don't know if that's helped or it's blown it up more. I just know something happened with that level of stress for that entire week that my immune system dropped and the cancer took advantage. So at least now I know what I'm dealing with, specifically know what I'm dealing with. But going into this, the one thing I've made a promise to myself is that I'm going to go through this with the best possible mindset. I've been sick before. I've faced cancer before. I've done all of these things. And the only thing that's ever gotten me through them is having a positive attitude. You know, there's no point in facing things like this without one. And all last week when I was sick, you know, and not able to sleep, there are nights, like at nighttime, it got real dark and things get worse at night. For whatever reason, they were getting really bad at night. I would have thoughts like, is this it? I'd pray all night. God, is this it? What do I do? Well, when the girls came to the hospital and Bella's like, I just feel like you guys aren't telling me stuff. Brindy's like, you were a baby. You were really young. And it's not like mom hid anything from any of us. You just don't remember. I know the signs. I know when that enema bag comes out, what's going on. I know when mom starts dropping weight, what's happening. And so we calmed that all down. I spent the day with the family yesterday. Bella got off work early. She met me at the hospital and sat with me while I was being discharged. And I almost didn't get to be discharged because they didn't think that the stent worked. Something happened with the colonoscopy and they tried to put a catheter in, but nothing came out. So the urologist was there and he was like, no, pull the catheter. It's not that. The colonoscopy messed with it. So I just have to measure my output for now and keep a record of it and make sure that my kidney is in fact empty. He did say on the plus side, your kidneys are in really good shape. I drink a lot of water. Thanks. He said, if it wasn't for this mass, you know, which I have named Wilson because he called it a volleyball. And I think to bring in some humor and to make it not so scary, to just name the damn thing Wilson, like the movie from Castaway and the volleyball in the movie, is just easier for me to start poking holes in the damn thing and deflating it. Right? I know. Wilson. So I am going to go through this with as much grace as I can. I'm going to go through it with as much honesty and transparency as I can. I cannot guarantee that I'm going to be super consistent with coming on and doing the podcast. I'm probably going to be recording most of them live because I'm going to only be able to do them when I'm able to sit up and be coherent. Anyone that's been through cancer knows the brain fog is a real thing. You know, chemotherapy is no joke. And I'm going to be doing it when I know damn well I'm not going to be looking good. I'm down to 113 pounds. Last August, I weighed 131 pounds and I'm down to 113. And right now, some of that 113 is just the edema from the swelling because I really have not been able to eat anything. They had me pretty much on a no food diet because of all the procedures. I had to get put to sleep back to back Tuesday and Wednesday for the stent and then the colonoscopy. So I had a couple of sips of soup on Wednesday. And then last night I had a popsicle because when they pulled the intubation tube out, it hurt my throat. And today my dad made me some breakfast, but my stomach is blown up to the point where I don't feel like eating. So the next couple months will be interesting. I am going to share my journey for anyone that's going through it. I'll share the complimentary things I'm doing alongside it. I have to meet the oncologist, but I can't even schedule that appointment until I get the biopsy results. And I have been obsessively checking the patient portal like to see if they have come out. And because the radiologist said, no, the prelim will be out Tuesday. Final should come Wednesday. And we kept checking. All the doctors were fabulous. I've never been to a hospital, and I've been to a lot of hospitals, India, California, Seattle, Colorado. And the best hospital I have ever been to is the one that I am now at, Guadalupe Regional Medical Center, in a little town called Seguin. And it's a podunk town. Driving through the town, you'd be like back in the 50s and you think nothing of it. But you walk through those doors, and they treat you like a human being. From the emergency room to the admissions, every single staff member was kind. Every nurse I had, and I had a nurses, I had a CNA, a regular nurse, and then the charge nurse for the night. I mean, they came in every couple hours because of the pain meds. They had to keep my blood pressure going and my oxygen levels just because all of my numbers had tanked. They were closely monitoring me. And then all of the procedures that I was having. And then I had the wristband that was like full wrist because I was on morphine. And the first night they had me on such a low dose of morphine, it only lasted 1 hour out of the four. And I don't know why they didn't call the doctor that night. He said the same thing. He said they should have called me because I was telling him. He came in rounds on Tuesday and he said, how you doing? And I was like, that morphine's lasting 1 hour. And the last 3 hours, the 2 hours are so uncomfortable. I cannot do anything but sit. And like, I'm going back and forth, just rocking myself. The last hour I was virtually in tears. I mean, I was crying. The nurse would come in and just say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We have to wait another 10 minutes, just 10 minutes. Well, when they upped it, then it just pretty much zoned me out. And I mean, I was conscious, but not fully coherent. They sent me home with Tylenol with codeine, which isn't really doing much right now, probably because it's just mostly bloating and air. But, and the biopsy site has to heal. So I will share my journey, because I want to inspire some of you, whether you're going through chronic health issues or you have something big like cancer, and cancer is, it's scary. I was in the emergency. I mean, the ER doctor came in and he said, we have two options. You either have colon cancer or you have lymphoma. When I went into radiology, the radiologist, as he's getting ready to do the biopsy, he said, looking at your scan, I can tell you right now, it's lymphoma. And I said, which one's easier to cure? He said, lymphoma by far. I said, okay. He said, that's the easiest one to cure. It responds very well to chemotherapy. And the colonoscopy doctor said the same thing, that the mass inside of my large intestine is a lymphoma, waiting his biopsy report too. But I know exactly where that man poked and took his samples, because it, while he did it inside my colon, it hurts like hell in one region. So, that is what's happening with me. Next week, I will meet with the doctors and they'll put the team together. I have a urologist. He's amazing. And the GI doctor, I'm already set up with him. He's, out of all the doctors, he was probably the least animated and really hard to get a read on. He's a very straight-faced Chinese man, you know, very professional, but out of all the staff, he was like poker face, hard to read. Didn't say much. He's like, any questions? Like, no. So yeah, he was very straight to the point. But when the ER doctor came in and said, you know, I was just fighting back tears, and my dad was with me, and he was fighting his own tears. He was scared, you know, and the lady that came in, she said, why did you wait so long? And I said, I don't have insurance. And she said, we have programs at this hospital so that everybody has access to medical care. So we are going to take care of you. And when the ER doctor finally came in after the initial tests were done, he said, we're going to admit you, because the best way to get your preliminary stuff going, since you don't have a primary and you don't have insurance, is under our one program. We're going to get all your preliminary tests done, and that way we'll refer you right to oncology and to a primary care within our clinic, and everything can be done within the hospital. He said, but we have to admit you. And this was Monday. And I said, hold on, looked at my schedule and I went, all right, this is a good week for it. Cause I pretty much had already rescheduled one client from Monday, and for the most part, everything had been pretty clear. So I was like, that's fine, let's do it. And it's been one thing after another. So I've been home since yesterday. I have to run back to the hospital to take some paperwork in for their care program that I'm qualifying for. And then everything begins. But I want to share that with you. And I hope it helps somebody. You know, I am terrified. I'm not going to lie. It's not that I'm terrified. That's probably the wrong word to use. Because I never wanted to do chemo, because my body's very sensitive to chemicals, and I know my body really well, I just really never, it's poison. And I know this, but I also know there are times when if things are extreme, you have to do what you have to do. And at this point, if I don't do something, I'm not going to be alive. So I got to do something. And what I've been doing has not worked. And this cancer is super aggressive, and now it's growing very rapidly, and I'm not willing to lose my kidneys. And that's, you know, talking to the urologist, we had a long talk, and he just said, you've got great kidney function. However, this mass is so big that right now it's your left kidney, but it's heading to your right kidney as well. And you have to have your kidneys to survive. So I can put the stent in, but we need to jump on this right now and get it taken care of and shrink it. And then the care doctor that was on my case before he discharged me said, you know, I talked to the surgeon and he looked at your file. He said he would like to do surgery, but he can't right now. There's too much space in your abdomen that the mass is covering. We have to shrink it at least a little before they can think about removing it. And because I am allergic to contrast dye, they couldn't do the CAT scan with dye. So it's a lot harder to see what they're looking at. They got a pretty good idea. You can see it, but it would have been better with the dye. But I go into anaphylactic shock, so they couldn't use the dye. And the radiologist tech that was doing it was like, I've never had anyone on my table go through that, so I'm not willing to do it. And the ER doctor was like, don't put the dye in her. We don't need to add more problems to what she's already dealing with. I'm like, yeah, I appreciate that. So I'm sure there's more tests and scans coming. But for now, just got to get my treatment plan together. And as far as my family, they are all now accepting it. I mean, everybody knows. I had my dad talk to my aunt and vent a little bit because she went through cancer with her husband. And I know he's scared. My girls have been open and talking to them. They've been super, super present with me the last couple of days. Brindy came and sat with me in the hospital the other day when I was zoned out on morphine. And then Bella came yesterday. And then we all hung out for as long as I could yesterday. And then I had to just go lay down. But everybody's rallying around. Those of you who are my friends that have reached out, that I've gotten on the phone with, I love you. You have no idea how much your support means to me. People that I didn't think had time to even notice what was happening have reached out. And part of me doing this as a podcast is to just inform everybody at one time. I just don't have the energy and capacity right now to tell this story more than I'm telling it right now. Like, I just don't. I mean, many of you know I've had this mass and I haven't been well for a while, but things took a turn and then rapidly went downhill. And I just didn't know how sick I was. So, but I am going to recover. That much I know. I'm going to get skinny. I'll get down to probably the weight I was when I was 14. You know, I mean, if I'm 113 right now with swelling and edema, I'm probably going to drop to 100 pounds because it is involving my intestines too, or below. A little scary to think about, like, where do you find clothes that are going to fit and comfortably, right, as I go through all of this. But I'm going to continue the complementary medicine on top of it. I have to, you know, obviously, because I'm doing traditional medicine and I'm doing chemotherapy, I have to make sure that any supplements I'm taking are approved by my team. I'm going to listen to them. As much as chemotherapy and cancer doctors scare me, I trust these people at this hospital because they're nothing but helpful and honest and transparent. And they were not judgy, even though I've waited as long as I have. And you can say I'm stubborn or you can say I'm stupid. I just thought I could handle it. And I did handle it until I can't. And now I can't. Now I have to rely on traditional medicine, which is fine. And I'm grateful that I was led to this hospital and this team of people because I could not ask for a better hospital. And I've been to a lot of hospitals in my life. This is an amazing facility. And I just can't believe it's in this podunk town. I was telling them all that. I was like, I can't believe out of all the little towns, Seguin, you guys have the medical hospital in all of the San Antonio area. But not just that, like of all the hospitals I've ever been to, from California to Colorado to Washington to India, this is the best hospital I have ever been to. Well organized, had a private room, very spacious, like a birthing suite. It was amazing, just amazing. All of the staff was nice. The ladies that came in and cleaned my room were super sweet. Every single person that was in there, every nurse was so compassionate and so friendly. And, you know, when I started to feel better, I was at least able to joke around with a couple of the nurses, you know. But before that, I was in tears. I mean, I was in a lot of pain. I know this is not going to be an easy journey, and I don't want to make light of it for anyone that is facing cancer or anything like that that's out there. I know how serious this is, but I also know that if I have the mindset that this is going to be hard, it's going to take me down, and I'm just not willing to go there. I believe all the events that have occurred, even down to the hacking that I just went through, was in a lot of ways universal guidance and divine intervention, because all of it got me to the place where I literally was on my knees going, I need help. I can't do this alone anymore. And for the last couple of weeks anyways, I was thinking, like, I'm now confused as to why things aren't shrinking anymore. Like, why are my symptoms getting worse? I need to get some help. I just didn't think that I could because I don't have insurance, and they have a program that works with you in the county I live in at this majestic hospital. So even there, I'm blessed. Like, I think God's hands in everything. And I think God's hands in what's going on now. My daughters and my dad were both like, we know you. And we didn't want to push, but really glad you finally went. Just wish you went sooner. You know, my dad kept saying, I wish you had gone sooner. I wish it wasn't this bad. It's pretty big. I mean, I'm not that big. I'm 5'2". To have something larger than a volleyball living inside of my intestines or over the top of my intestines pushing to my back, not a small deal. And it's not just like a ball shape. It's a weird shape. It's a very strange looking shape. But I am just going to call it Wilson. So Wilson's on his way out. As soon as we can get the plan and treatment in order, I will share my journey, no matter how bad my hair falls out and how skinny I get. I will share my journey, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the triumphs. And I know that they're just all going to be mixed in. We have to summon our greatness through everything. And this is one of those times in life. It's like, I have to choose life, or I've chosen it. I don't have to, but I have chosen to live and chosen to do things that I didn't think I'd ever do. But when you're faced with life or death, your mindset, your belief system has to shift. I can share my knowledge now with the amazing team that will be a guide for others. I hope so. And I do, because I have different modalities between magnets and also my Rife machine with my plasma and my scalar unit, the programs in there for detox help as you're going through chemotherapy is going to make this a little bit easier for me. And if I can get the protocols down to the point where it helps me get through this with the least amount of pain and suffering, and I can take that knowledge when I'm better and help other patients that are going through it, then I absolutely am going to do that and offer that service to look people locally. My outside office is almost done. That whole project kind of got shut down because my dad was at the hospital with me. But we're almost done. Like, I painted on, this is a funny thing. I painted the whole thing on Saturday, and then we went to do the ceiling, and I was in rough shape. Like, I tried on Sunday to help my dad paint the ceiling, and as much as I tried, I got this one patch done, and I'm like, I can't do anymore. And so he finished the ceiling, only to find out, like, the drywall taping job was crap, so they have to come fix that, and then we'll repaint it. He'll repaint it, and now I'm off the project. Like, I don't get to do any more of the work. After that, the air conditioner goes in, the flooring goes in, and it's done, which is good timing because since I'm going to be relegated to the first floor and it is outside the back, it's still, I don't have to climb the stairs because that's been getting harder and harder since I've been getting sicker and sicker. I'm going to set that up as my healing protocol room for now. Yes, eventually it will be my treatment room for other people. I'm still going to have my clients. I'm just not accepting new clients right now. My clients that I have that are on my books, I'm keeping them, keeping my programs going. I know that I can do that much. I'm just not taking on new clients right now. But for now, we're setting that up to where I need to run detox programs and whatnot. I can just go out there and it will all be set up, push the buttons, lay down in the recliner, and I'm good. That's my plan for now. So I will share the journey with y'all. And, you know, I appreciate your encouragement and well wishes. I appreciate your support. And if any of you have anything that you're going through that you need support, go join our Facebook group, post it up in there. I apologize for not being present the last couple of weeks. It's been beyond challenging couple of weeks. I mean, I guess this is the third week. Time is flying by. The month of April has been a huge challenge, right? We just had the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Expect the unexpected. Well, here it is, right? Jupiter is my ruling planet. But I also think that this will set my health on the right track and I will recover and go on to help however thousands of people that I can help moving forward. I'm going to be adjusting to a Cancer diet, whatever that means. And I'm still researching that. So any of you that have any information, feel free to send it to me through email. You can just email Bernadette@BernadetteGold.com. You know, any supplements, I'm not taking any added supplements right now other than the ones I have and the regimens that I'm doing because, again, it has to go through my whole team. And there's a lot of things you can't eat and you can't take while you're doing chemotherapy. So that's the deal. Thanks for being on this journey with me. I hope that I'm encouraging those of you, if you have waited to address a health issue, don't wait. I honestly wish I hadn't waited. I did not think it was this bad. I knew it was getting bad because of my sleeping positions. Like I haven't been able to sleep on my side, got to the point where it hurt to sleep on my back. Like I'm very limited. Now I have to sleep mostly sitting up. So I knew it was changing. I just didn't know how bad it was getting. And now I know, you know, do I wish it was sooner? God's perfect timing. And Bernadette's stubborn. So, you know, there's that. All right, you guys, have a great week. I will be back, give you a further update on the next podcast. In the meanwhile, I wish you all the very best. Summon your greatness. We all have it in us, and we can choose to take on challenges and mope our way through it, or we can take it on knowing with conscious choice that we are divinely created and we have so much strength and power within us. We just need to pull on it, summon it, and live it. Be blessed and be a blessing.